Pippinba from the Computer Science Department at Victoria University in Wellington, New Zealand.
How big are computer games?
They're absolutely huge. A recent game, Halo 2, came out last year, and on its first day of sales in the United States, it sold $120 million worth of units. So, and in a similar vein, the world of EverQuest, which is a multiplayer online game, has a real economy that equates to real world money. So people buy and sell items on eBay. And an economist a number of years ago now estimated that EverQuest had the 77th largest economy in the real world, if we think in terms of the real money that's transacted there. It's completely clear that they're going to continue to be so and eventually surpass movies and so forth. It seems that that's a likely thing in terms of money.
Do games have values, and do they seek to impose their values on players?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit trickier than that, because when we talk about values, values are generally characterized as things that are held by people or by groups of people, and they're beliefs about what we should do in certain situations. So if we believe in peacefulness, we believe that we should not attack somebody, even if perhaps they're doing something objectionable to us. But a game is computer software. It can't actually believe anything. So in fact, what happens with games is that as we play a game, as I play a game, I have to adopt certain values because of the way that the game is actually structured. It pushes me towards holding values while I play the game. And a huge source of controversy of late has been whether games, the values that we take on as we play a game, are actually being transferred out into the real world. So if I play a violent video game like Grand Theft Auto, which is a classic example, am I then more likely to hold values of violence and aggression in the real world, in my everyday life?
Can you give me a few examples of games and the sorts of values that they pass on?
I guess the most topical computer game we could talk about at the moment is Grand Theft Auto, which is a series of games in which the player takes on the role of a criminal in some environment. And it's a simulation, really, of reality as it stands, with cars and people walking on the streets and tall buildings and all of these sorts of things. And in the game, the sorts of values that we take on are those of violence. The game encourages us to kill other people in a variety of ways, and of criminal behavior. So, for instance, in Grand Theft Auto, to steal a car requires only the press of a triangle button on your controller. There are definite values in these sorts of in a game like that, and the concern is, of course, that this will be transferred out into the real world. Although there isn't actually as much evidence for this as people are sometimes led to believe by the media.
Do you have examples of games that have what we might consider to be good values?
That's an interesting question. Basically, there are a number of games that have good values, but for some reason, good values don't really sell. So the typical problem with computer games is that they're violent. That's what a huge amount of gameplay is premised on. I mean, clearly that's not a good value to hold in the real world. But there are continuing developments with games that, for instance, try to convey political messages. A game called September 12th was released on the internet quite soon after 9/11 struck, which gave players the option of either firing a missile at terrorists in a city or not firing that missile. If they did fire the missile, the terrorists would be killed, but so would civilians. And the civilians who mourned the death of all these people would then turn into terrorists. And so, in effect, firing more missiles created more terrorism. And the gameplay there invited us to think about this value of, well, is aggression the correct response to terrorism in this case?
The values that are in games, are they encouraging the players to take on those values? And is it necessary to take them on to successfully play the game?
Well, an interesting thing about a lot of contemporary video games is that they're trying to move away, a lot of them are trying to move away from this idea that you have to play one particular way in order to be successful in the game. So in Grand Theft Auto, which is constantly thought of as a terribly violent game, and in fact can be if you wish to play it that way, you don't have to be violent, and in fact can greatly enjoy the game by playing completely non-violently. Admittedly, you would still have to act in a criminal fashion, for instance, to steal a car. But once you've stolen that car, you could just go for a very pleasant drive in the countryside, or you could climb a mountain and watch the sunset over the land of San Andreas. And in fact, the game offers a huge number of non-violent aspects of gameplay.
Do players retain the values of the games once they're finished playing?
Many studies have been done suggesting that aggression, as expressed in a computer game, can continue to afterwards. But again, other people have questioned the validity of these sorts of experiments and whether they were biasing their results in various ways. It seems clear that perhaps for a short period after playing a game, one could still feel a similar amount of adrenaline to playing the game. So, for instance, I might walk down the street and it might occur to me that I could steal a car, for example, because I've been playing Grand Theft Auto, this game. But there's no really solid evidence that people are taking values away from games and applying it to their real lives, which is it's a double-edged sword, of course, because this is possibly a good thing because we don't want people to learn how to be violent and to kill other people through games. But it's a bad thing because it would suggest, in addition, that we couldn't use games to promote positive messages either. So it's a very interesting area of investigation, and it's ongoing.
Do game designers and developers have a moral obligation to build morals in or ethics in that society considers to be acceptable? And if they did, would people still play them?
I personally don't believe that they do have such a moral obligation. And that is because I would classify games as a medium that's effectively an art form. Just as with any art form, the cinema or painting, these artists aren't compelled to hold commonly held moral values in their work, and they're perfectly free to experiment with often quite frightening portrayals of life. So I think game designers are in a similar position. I think the game industry is under an obligation to experiment more with non-violent computer games, and there are a number of these that exist, but by far and away, there's this tendency to just stick to the what works.
Who would be interested in exploring values in games?
Clearly, it's got a huge amount of applicability, especially as games generate controversy, as they have been recently. An obvious person who might want to investigate values in a game in some way would be a censor who needs to play this game and to investigate it in order to decide who in the public should be allowed to play it, whether it should be R18 or R13 or general audiences. But additionally, clearly the game industry itself has to very, very, very seriously think about the values that their games are portraying to their players. Not because they have to do things that are good, but because it pays to be aware of these things. And finally, of course, in the world of academia, where I come from, it's very important. It's just one of those things that you have to think about when you assess any form of media.